Welcome to SAG Infotech Private Limited, the show that we are talking about for quick guide to file an ADT1 form via General Complore software. What is ADT1E form? Before the New Companies Act 2013, an auditor has to inform about his appointment by filling out Form 23B within 30 days of receiving the appointment letter. But Secant 1 of the Companies Act 2013 clearly states companies are responsible to inform the Registrar of Companies about the appointment of a new auditor by using the e-form ADT1. Required documents submitted with ADT1 e-form. Below is the list of documents required to attach with Form ADT1. Copy of the resolution passed in AGM about appointing auditor. Auditor's clearly written consent for the new appointment. A declaration from the auditor stating that he is eligible and not barred from appointment as an auditor, under Section 141. Copy of the notification provided to the auditor by the company. Full process to file e-form ADT1 via General Complore software. First, install General Complore software on your desktop or PC. Select the company for which ADT1 is required to be filed. Thereafter, select option e-form from the main screen. Select the other e-forms option from the screen page will get open. After that, select e-form ADT1. Select new to fill new form. If you have already filed the form in Complore software and want to modify, then select modify. After selecting the new / modify option, fill in the details asked. To fill in the details of the auditor, select option auditors. Select the details option to fill in the details. Fill in the required details. After providing all the relevant details, select Generate option to generate the form. You can also import the details from the e-form ADT1 already filed. Thanks for listening. The end of another episode. See you at the next episode. For more information, visit https://blog.saginfotech.com/ or call us at 01401 407 2000.